Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again, we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 25, the final part of an extended teaching section in Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus is trying to portray to you, to me, and long before us, the disciples, the promise of his eventual return. Jesus will return. This is most certainly true. But when Jesus returns, will he find faith on earth? When Jesus returns, will your lamps be full of oil or empty? When Jesus returns, will you be ready to welcome the bridegroom and enter into the splendors of the new creation? Or will you be locked out, as we heard last week with the bridegroom saying, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." Oh, how that will break the Father's heart when the Son of God returns, and despite all of his pleadings, despite all the messengers he has sent, despite all the sermons that have been preached in pulpits throughout the world for thousands of years pointing to Christ as Lord and God, despite all the invitations to come to the Lord's altar to receive his body, to receive his blood, the bread of heaven, the cup of salvation, despite God's long suffering and patience, there are some who still will miss out. May God have mercy on the person who says, "Oh, I will go to worship next week, because this weekend I'm just so busy." Who knows if you will have tomorrow? Because we do not know what tomorrow will bring, we receive another parable from our Lord, what is known as the parable of the talents. This parable, again, is directed to you, to the church. It is directed to Christians everywhere. Jesus speaks this parable to you, to me, to all the church, that you would remain faithful and fruitful until his eventual return. And we could also say that you remain faithful and fruitful even unto death. The Christian life is not marked by sitting on our couches waiting for the world to implode or end. The Christian life is marked by faithfulness and fruitfulness. The Christian life is marked by being industrious, being busy, doing what God wants you to do in your various callings of life with the various gifts that he has blessed you with. Whether you have much or have little doesn't matter. What matters is how you are using it. And so, dear Christians, how are you using all that God has blessed you with? I don't say this out of skepticism, but out of general care. Because whether you realize it or not, you have been blessed in many ways by your Heavenly Father. Some of you may be loaded, as they say, very wealthy, being entrusted with 5 talents, and you've made 5 talents more, thanks be to God. Being fruitful in work is nothing to be ashamed of, and no one should begrudge you because of how fruitful you have been. But if you have been so fruitful, remember, you are also to be faithful with that fruitfulness. Remember what your Lord says in Luke chapter 12. "Everyone to whom much was given, of them much will be required." Much has been given to you, and indeed it has been given to you. No doubt you have worked very hard for what you have, but it still has been given to you. God Almighty could have, in a moment, allowed something to sabotage your business or your investments, but he didn't. And so give God all the glory for your success. And in the words of St. Timothy, of St. Paul to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Since you have been so blessed, do much good. Be rich in good works. Be generous and ready to share. The Lord is at hand. The gospel must continue to go to the ends of the earth. Sinners need to be forgiven and taught what the new life in Jesus Christ looks like and sounds like. And so let your generosity stream forth like a dam that has just burst open that can't be contained. Your industriousness in making 5 talents into 10 talents shows your fruitfulness, and so your ability to bless so many people with the gospel through your generosity is to what you are called. And this generosity is a foretaste of the joy that you shall behold before your master. Others of you, on the other hand, perhaps many of you, feel as if you have only received 1 or 2 talents. God allots to everyone what he deems necessary, according to what they can do, according to his wisdom, and according to his purpose for you. So just because you don't have gobs of wealth at your disposal does not mean you aren't supposed to be fruitful and faithful with what you have been entrusted with what you have received. I always chuckle to myself when I hear someone say, and I hear it from friend and family alike, "Well, when I win the lottery, that's when I'll really be able to be fruitful and when I'll be able to give all sorts of money and wealth to the church and to the charities and so on and so forth," to which I would say, "Well, what's stopping you now from being so generous? You've been entrusted with 1 or 2 talents. Thanks be to God. What are you doing and what are you going to do to make sure that whatever God has blessed you with will bear more fruit? What are you doing now and what are you going to do to make sure that you don't squander all the gifts that God has given to you? Because again, all that you have is a gift from God on loan to you. Your home, your job, your skills, your wisdom, your car, your spouse, your children, and the list could go on. It's all a gift. All a gift from God to you to be utilized in bearing more fruit. More fruit for your life, more fruit for the kingdom of God. If you are a carpenter by trade or a plumber, how are you using your gifts to make sure that your life is more fruitful and you are found to be faithful? If you are a teacher or a homemaker, how are you using your gifts to make sure that you are being more and more fruitful and that you are found to be faithful? If you are retired, how are you using the gift of your retirement, your pension, to be more and more fruitful so that you may be found to be faithful? Now, what does it mean to be fruitful? What does it mean to be faithful? To be faithful means that you are pursuing excellence in whatever it is that you are called to do. As a plumber or as a millwright, as a banker or a corporate executive, as a lawyer or a teacher or a mother at home or someone who works in the grocery stores or at the hospital, the list could go on. God has given you these various tasks to do for a reason, and so do them with all that you are and with all that you have. God has placed you where you are at for a reason, that you would be faithful in such a place and at such a time as this. You are the one that God has called to work in this hospital or convenience store or law firm or what have you. And so excel. Do your very best. If you are interested in politics, know that politics needs more and more faithful Christians, as do factories and schools and universities, and so on. Some might say, "Well, Pastor, I'm retired. What can I do?" And of course, as you retired folks know, often retirement is the busiest time of your life. And so don't waste your retirement watching television, Do not waste your retirement on frivolous things, because Jesus is returning, and you are to be fruitful and faithful. I remember hearing a few stories a number of years ago about some older saints of God. They were asked, they were questioned, why are they still doing what they're doing in their 80s and one in their 90s? Why are you still teaching Sunday school? Why are you still leading Bible study? Aren't you prepared to give that up and let someone else take it over? And they responded, well, no, I'm not ready to turn that over because Jesus hasn't returned yet. And there it is. That's what we always need to remember. Jesus hasn't returned yet, and so you are to be faithful, striving for that excellence, doing everything that God wants you to do, knowing that he has given you these gifts and placed you in this circumstance for a reason and for a purpose. Now, what does fruitfulness look like? Fruitfulness will look different for each one of you depending on where God has placed you, where God is calling you to do what you are supposed to do, depending on what God has blessed you with. A fruitful parent will continue to train their child in the ways of righteousness, as Pastor Journey pointed out last week, that their children would cherish the mercies of God and Jesus Christ more and more and more. A fruitful unemployed person will use what wealth they have to bless the church and others. A fruitful retired person will do the same, seeking ways that they can be more and more fruitful to bless others with their gifts and talents to bless the church and others. A fruitful working person will do the same. Look for the ways to bless others, to make a difference in the life of other people, how they can be more and more fruitful so that they can bless the church and bless others. You see a pattern here. Fruitfulness will look different for each one of you depending on where God has called you to be. But fruitfulness will look like bearing fruit. That there's some progression, there's some good things, more and more good things happening for the sake of the glory of God in and around you. When it comes to generosity, this means that your fruitfulness will enable you to give thousands, tens of thousands of dollars perhaps, to support the work of the gospel to help those in dire need. Some of you, because of your fruitfulness, will be able to be a blessing on others to give hundreds. Some of you will be able to be blessed and, because of your fruitfulness, will be able to give $20 here or $10 there. There's no limit to the amount of generosity of the people of God. And by way of reminder, we do have some outposts here out just outside the sanctuary for your generosity to be made known to help out the Salvation Army in our local community. Again, it doesn't matter what calling you are in. Working full-time, part-time, retired, unemployed, barely employed, on disability, making much money or barely making any money at all, you are all summoned to be fruitful and faithful with what God has given to you. The Lord will return and take into account all that you have done or not done. And so do not bury or hide or refuse to acknowledge the wealth that you possess, your talents. You've been blessed so richly, and use those blessings for the glory of God. In the parable, you see what marks the people who are fruitful and faithful. They see their God as a God full of love and joy and abounding in mercy, where the one who squanders everything and hides everything thinks that God is vindictive and is out to get them and a harsh taskmaster. But you have a generous God, who is not a harsh taskmaster. He has given you the gift of the kingdom. He has brought you into his life through holy baptism. And because of his great expense, of his son dying for you, because of his poverty, you have become rich in so many ways. And so may your faithfulness and may your fruitfulness continue abound for the sake of the glory of God, knowing that you've been blessed so richly, and that one day you can hear those wonderful words, enter into the joy of your master. Not because of what you have done, but because of who God is. And because who God is, that's exactly why you've been so faithful and so fruitful. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.